20-year-old gunman was from Belleville, Illinois, but Jeff Pagaz tells us he'd been living out of his van in Alexandria, Virginia, since March.
In 2011, Hodgkinson, who was active politically, was interviewed at an Occupy Wall Street protest.
99% are getting pushed around, and the 1% are just not giving a damn.
He was also known to post anti-Republican comments online. On Facebook recently, he was direct about his disdain for the president. "Trump is a traitor, and he has destroyed our democracy," he wrote on March 22nd. "It's time to destroy Trump and company." 2 days later, March 24th, neighbors near his home in Belleville, Illinois, called police to complain of a subject in the pine trees shooting. According to the sheriff's office, it was Hodgkinson, and deputies told him not to discharge his weapon in the area. He did have a valid firearms license and was not charged. And just yesterday, Hodgkinson posted on the Facebook page of a group called Terminate the Republican Party, calling the Republicans thieving and cheating. Mary Ellen O'Toole is a former FBI profiler.
One of the primary personality traits is someone who's an injustice collector. This is someone who goes through life and they look for grievances that are occurring to them and they blame other people for it.
In 2006, Hodgkinson was arrested when he punched a woman in the face and threatened another man in the home with a shotgun, hitting him with the weapon and then firing a shot as the man ran away.
We have another one down. I see a total of 5 down.
Investigators are now tracing the assault rifle and handgun used in today's attack and going through an old white conversion van the FBI thinks Hodgkinson may have been living in. They believe that he has been in the Alexandria area since March. Back in Illinois, Hodgkinson had been a volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Today, Senator Sanders said that he was sickened by the attack.
"Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms."
So far, Scott, investigators have found no connection to domestic or international terror groups. Witnesses say Hodgkinson had recently been hanging out at the YMCA, which is near the baseball field. Tonight, police are asking the public to report any past sightings of the suspect as they try to build a full timeline.